Sina Dr. Kelvin Kong at Dr. Mark Wenitong ay dalawa sa mga prominenteng pinuno sa katutubong kalusugan, subalit sinasabi nila na humaharap sila sa ilang pagsubok sa kahabaan ng kanilang paglalakbay sa pag-aaral ng medisina mula kanluran, samantalang nananatiling tapat sa kanilang kultura. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni na Laura Morelli at Amy Chen Yu Wang. Ang tirahan ni Dr. Kelvin Kong ay palaging puno ng tao. Ang kanyang inang si Grace ay isang nurse, kaya lahat ay nagtutungo sa kanilang bahay upang magpa-ineksyon, magpalagay ng band-aid, magpagamot sa sugat, gumamot ng sipon at marami pang ibang sakit. Isa sa hindi niya malimutang alaala bilang bata ay ang pagpila niya sa tabi ng kanyang kambal na kapatid na babae upang makita kung sino ang maituturing na maliit na katulong ni Grace.
Families would come around, our cousins and their cousins and lots of kids around. And it always been my sisters and I trying to fight over who's going to help mom first.
Hindi nagtagal at nalaman niya kung gaano talaga ang kakulangan ng paraan para makatanggap ng tulong sa kalusugan ang mga katutubong Australiano.
The thing that really disheartened me is when you get a bit older and understand the process, you would actually talk to friends in high school or later years and think, why don't you just go up to the hospital like everyone else? Why don't you go to your local doctor? And I think that's when you start asking the questions about, you know, why does that happen with our family but not our non-Indigenous friends?
Si Dr. Kong ay mula sa isang edukadong pamilya. Ang kanyang ama ay isang doktor na Chino at ang kanyang ina ay isa sa katutubong nurse sa Australia. Ang kanyang mga kapatid na babae ang unang graduate na aboriginal sa Sydney University na nagbigay sa kanya ng inspirasyong mag-aral upang maging doktor sa University of New South Wales na kung saan siya ay naging unang manggagamot na aboriginal sa Australia. Ang pamilyang Kong mismo ay kumakatawan sa 1.15% ng 260 doktor na katutubo sa Australia. Subalit sa kabila ng tungumpay ng kanilang pamilya, hindi ito naging madali. Ang ina ni Dr. Kong ay nakatakas mula sa Stolen Generations. Nang narinig nitong pinaghihiwalay nila ang mga pamilya, nagdesisyon siyang huwag humiwalay sa kanyang mga anak, kaya nakapagpalaki sila ng kanyang kapareha ng 12 anak. Pagkalipas lamang ng 40 taon bago muling nagsama ang kanyang buong pamilya.
As a consequence of fear, as a consequence of not having any knowledge of where all her family went, and as a consequence of the policies, she just stayed away from that. So I don't think it was very pleasant in that environment. I think what I take from that is not so much the disparity of the despair of what she endured, but rather the notion that she had of love, of bond, of bringing her family up, and proving that in 3 generations, from her daughter, my mother Grace, to my sisters, she's got a nurse and doctors out of it.
Ang rasismo ay napakalaki nang si Dr. Kong ay nag-aaral pa at isang alaalang hindi niya malilimutan ay ang araw nang siya ay pinayuhang lumipat ng karera sa komersyo.
At that time it was hard and I actually reflect on that now and think if I wasn't told that, maybe I would have went into trade. But the fact that someone told me I couldn't do something really challenged the enthusiasm to actually prove this wrong.
Sinabi ng espesyalista sa tenga, ilong at lalamunan na ang lipunan ay napakahilig maglagay sa bingit ng mga taong aboriginal na mayroon silang kakaibang kalagayan sa kultura at hindi lumalago sa pangunahing lipunan.
When we look at some of the mass media, particularly in recent years, we talk about alcoholism, substance abuse, welfare dependence, and children being neglected. When in actual fact, all of my friends or none of my friends, Aboriginal friends, have been in any of these categories. And in fact, they're contributing to Australian society in an extremely meaningful and a very proud way. And I think that's the reality rather than the perception.
Idinagdag ni Dr. Kong na ang kanyang koneksyon sa kulturang aboriginal, ang gamot ng kanyang ina mula sa kagubatan at ang kasaysayang dreamtime ay hindi nakakaabala at sa halip ay nag-uugnay sa kanyang gawain sa makabagong medisina.
Oh, and huge, but I think the spirituality of traditional or Ngunkri medicine is quite important. A lot of the Ngunkris talk about mental health and psychological healing. I think that's still an important part of any kind of health regime.
Ang mapagmalaking lalaking Worimay ay patunay sa kung gaano nagbago ang lipunan sa Australia nitong mga nakalipas na taon. Ibinahagi niya ang kanyang unang karanasan sa pagsunod sa isang nakakatandang aboriginal.
And she was in tears. She was just, you know, really overjoyed with being looked after by an Aboriginal doctor. Now, she didn't know me. She didn't know my family at all. It was purely the notion that we can achieve and we can do things, and she didn't think she'd live to the day to have that. Now, to me, that was so humbling to be in that experience with her, to share that, because you can imagine what she felt when she was growing up for her to come to tears just by seeing a doctor.
Isang prominenteng pinuno sa kalusugan ng Katutubo na nagsabing ang kanyang minanang aboriginal ay nakatulong upang lumago siya sa kanyang karera sa medisina ay si Dr. Mark Wenitong, isa ding espesyalista sa tenga, ilong at lalamunan.
I think in a number of ways that's been helpful to me. One is particularly just in the approach to health in general. So rather than being just kind of biomedical and thinking about things from a clinical perspective, it's thinking about things from a socio-cultural perspective as well, and then thinking about where health fits into people's lives in the context of Aboriginal people and Aboriginal communities.
Ang miyembro ng reggae band at ama ng isang tanyag na musikero sa Kaya Local Knowledge at The Last Connection ay nagsabi na isa sa mahalagang issue ay komunikasyon at pang-unawa kung saan nagsimula ang iyong mga pasyente.
I'm talking to one of the guys in prison about getting off the grog. I'll just say, you know, you have to get off the grog, mate. You know, your liver's stuffed instead of going through all of the liver function tests, which nobody really understands anyway.
Bilang isang lalaking kabi-kabi, ang minanang Katutubo ni Dr. Wenitong ay isang kalamangan para sa mga Katutubong pasyente dahil ang pagiging pareho ng kanilang kultura ay magsisiguro ng mas magandang relasyon.
Particularly in things like men's business, women's business, you know, how to approach those. If you don't have a good idea of how to approach some of the more sensitive issues, you probably limit the access of patients to your service and to yourself. So understanding some of the ways to approach people means that they'll open up a bit more and you can talk about more sensitive issues more easily.
Sinabi ni Dr. Wenitong na ang mga tradisyonal na manggagamot na aboriginal at taga Torres Strait Island ay malimit na kagaya ng ginagawa ng mga manggagamot mula sa kanluran.
I have no problems at all in working with traditional healers, and often do. And the Indigenous Doctors Association itself has worked closely. A few of the nunkeries from Central Australia and always have. And we definitely see the value of traditional medicine, which is, you know, 60,000 years worth of experience versus my 6 years.
Ang pinakamalaking hamon para kay Dr. Wenitong ay ang dami ng trabaho at ang pagsagot sa malaking trauma. Subalit sinabi niya na ang kombinasyon ng kaalaman sa Katutubo at ang batayan ng paggagamot mula sa kanluran ay nagbibigay sa kanya ng kaalaman upang gumamot. Sinabi niya na mayroon siyang matibay na paniniwala sa mga Katutubong tao dahil sa tagal ng kanyang paggagamot sa mga aboriginal.
And because we kind of generally look at things from a much more holistic framework, we do want to be involved in lots and lots of things, and that becomes pretty complicated. The secondary thing is the amounts of trauma in our communities, and probably that's one of the things I'm struggling with the most.
Dahil nahuling sumama sa profesyon ng paggagamot, sinabi ni Dr. Wenitong na hindi pa siya huli upang sumunod sa kanyang pangarap.
Start as soon as you can. Don't wait till you're 32 like I did. The main thing is that if that's your dream, do it. Think about the strategy you'll use to get there, but don't worry if it takes a long time, because it's worth it.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.